So we saw yesterday, guys, the trade that sent Russell Martin to the LA Dodgers included a lot of cash, $16.4 million heading from Toronto to LA to pick up some of the salary that Russell Martin will be making next season as Russ Martin heads back to the team that drafted him all those years ago, a 17th round pick in 2002, the LA Dodgers taking him 511th overall. And what a career it has been for the now 35-year-old. Last year wasn't a particularly great season for Russ. He did get on base, but he hit 194. But at this stage of his career, it's not a guy I don't think you can throw out there and play a ton of games. He only played 90 games last year, split time with Luke Maley and Danny Jansen when he came up. But Russell Martin, when he was signed to that five-year, $82 million deal back in the offseason prior to the 2015 year, I don't really think knew what we were getting. Russell Martin, you know, had a great season with the Pirates, helped them get to the playoffs in 2014. Of course, the Yankees, played with them previously and then had a really strong start to his career with the LA Dodgers. But we didn't really know much about Russell Martin, I would say, until he got to Toronto. And, you know, clearly the consummate professional, was a winner outside of the last two seasons where he didn't make the playoffs with the Blue Jays. But, you know, you look back at that deal, and at the time it felt like a lot of money. And I'll always remember where I was when it happened. I was covering a Maple Leafs morning skate and looking on my phone. It blew up on Twitter that Russell Martin was signing with the Blue Jays for 5 years and $82 million. And I thought, okay, let's see how this is going to work out. And it worked out beautifully. 2015 was a season to remember. 2016, another run to the playoffs. And, you know, I know he's not playing for the Blue Jays next year, and they had to ship $16.4 million off to LA to make the deal work. But it'd be hard pressed to say the Blue Jays did not get value for Russell Martin.
For sure. Honestly, I mean, you talk about when that deal was announced, and I had the same, I had the thoughts that I think a lot of Blue Jays fans had, which was, why? Like, why are you signing Russell Martin? If you remember correctly, Deonor Navarro had a good, strong season for the Blue Jays, at least from, you know, an offensive standpoint, a capable season, I should say. And, you know, it's not that people were anti-Russ Martin. I think it was more just, we have other priorities that this team needs to get filled. And Alex Anthopoulos at the time said, you know, we need somebody that can, you know, help anchor this rotation. And if it's not going to, you know, who's not a pitcher, and it's kind of, and he did a lot of work for the young guys and really was, you know, a very solid mainstay back there behind the plate. And that's one thing that the Dodgers are getting. I mean, you're not going to get the Russell Martin in the prime of his career, or even when he first signed this contract years ago with the Blue Jays, but you are going to get a very solid veteran that isn't too proud to, you know, play a third base if need be, and if you're in a pinch, and move around the diamond. And you're still going to get a catcher that can call a great game and, you know, elevate your rotation, and he's going to get some good pitchers throwing to him on the West Coast.
I think I'm excited to see how Russell does. I feel like it's hard to disagree with the take that Ben Nicholson-Smith, our own BNS of Sportsnet, had, that it's hard to view the Russell Martin contract, even though it was a pricey one, as anything other than a success based on what he brought to the clubhouse, based on what we saw in the playoffs. And of course, we almost saw the whole, you know, with Rougned Odor and the bat striking the ball striking the bat in the playoffs against the Rangers, and of course, the bat flip, right? But I just feel like it's hard for me to feel anything but sentimental. I'm glad he's getting a chance to go to a team that will probably be in the playoffs next year. You know, you don't want to count the chickens before they hatch, certainly with the Dodgers. But I mean, I'm excited he'll get a chance. I mean, the Blue Jays are probably not going to compete for another season at least, right? If not longer. So I don't know. I think I'm excited for him to move there, and I'm also excited to see Danny Jansen and Luke Maley kind of anchor the plate. I think that'll be an interesting experiment to see who emerges as the full-time catcher. I got to think it'll be Maley to start, though.
I think they might jump straight into Danny Jansen. I think they believe pretty highly in this guy, and he showed last year that he has the capability to hit at the major league level. We'll see if he can do it over a full season. But yeah, you mentioned the fact that, you know, Russell Martin, you just look at it as a success, and, you know, it's always great to see Canadian players come and play in Toronto. And I imagine for him, it was pretty cool to finally get a chance to put on the Blue Jays uniform. We've seen a lot of Canadian players that haven't had that opportunity. You look at a guy like Joey Votto, would have been great at some point to see Joey Votto put on a Blue Jays jersey. That's probably not going to happen, but it was cool to see one of the best players in Canadian history and Russell Martin suit up for, you know, parts of four seasons with the Blue Jays, and now he's heading back to L.A. So we do wish him the best. And Danny Jansen, now the guy most likely moving into a lead role. He's been groomed for it for the last little while in the minors and finally getting his big opportunity last season. It's going to be interesting to see how many games he does play, Boffo, because you have Luke Maley there, who had a nice offensive season last year for the Blue Jays. But I think in a season where it's going to be all the young guys trotted out there, your Vlad Juniors, your Randall Grichuk's and the like, and Danny Jansen, I would not be shocked if he's not playing, you know, 70 to 80% of the games behind the plate.
I agree with you there. And I think a lot of that has to do with him just having familiarity in Buffalo, catching a lot of the guys that are likely going to be mainstays in this rotation, or at least in the bullpen this season. So, and honestly, there was nothing I saw from Danny Jansen last season that made me feel like he was out of place or anything like that. He's one of the guys that's, you know, kind of forgotten with all the other high prospect pedigree guys the Jays have right now, with Vlad Jr., Bichette, and, you know, other guys like that. But he's somebody that I'm really excited to see take the next step, and he's going to get all the opportunity he can this season.
And if there's one thing I would implore the Blue Jays promotional staff to do, whether it's next year or 2020, please, at some point, have a Danny Jansen sports goggles giveaway night. They missed the boat with Brett Cecil. I've always wanted it. I've always thought it'd be a great giveaway to have everybody in the crowd wearing these sports goggles that, you know, they don't work. It's just, you know, the fake frames, the clear ones, but just to have everybody in the stands wearing them, I think would be hilarious. So please get on that. I need to push that.
I don't usually line up the ladder. I would for that.
Yeah, I would too. For the sports goggles, the Danny Jansen sports goggles giveaway. It might be a little bit expensive to get the frames done maybe, but I think that's just a great promotional idea. We'll see what Danny Jansen does this upcoming season for the Toronto Blue Jays, as Russell Martin is now a member of the LA Dodgers.